看到好人啊受欺负。
And we see that the protagonist is attacked by others.
那我们一定是替他打抱不平。
And we would feel sorry or disturbed for that person.
那我们都很希望这个好人啊很快的就会有人替他伸冤。
And we would want that, we would want someone to stand up for that person.
那约伯就是像故事里头的好人一样。
So Job is that protagonist.
因为他无故的得到一场病。
He was innocent, but he was afflicted with an illness.
他很痛苦啊。
He was very pained.
他的朋友都安慰他。
And his friends comforted him.
那也不能够给他真正的安慰。
But could not give him true comfort.
那也不能够给他真正一个答案，说啊，他为什么会受苦啊？
Nor could they give him a true answer as to why he was suffering.
那约伯他是很期盼啊，能够得到一个答案。
And Job longed for that answer.
我们请看约伯记。
Let us turn to the book of Job.
约伯记三十一章三十五节。
Job 31:35. Oh, that I had one to hear me. Here is my mark. Oh, that the Almighty would answer me. That my prosecutor had written a book.
啊，这里说，唯愿有一位肯听我哈，说在这里有我所画的押，愿全能者回答我。所以他是很期盼呢，神自己回答他。
So he was longing for God to answer him himself.
因为他三个朋友啊，都不能够给他一个很满意的答案。
And this was because none of his friends could give him a very satisfying answer.
啊，所以我们读约伯记啊，从第一章开始啊，我们就一直。很期盼神能够回答约伯。
So from the very first chapter of Job, we are anticipating for God to answer him.
那一天一天的过去。
But day by day.
啊，都还没有得到答案。
There was no answer.
啊，不晓得经过多久的时间呢。
We don't know how much time passed.
当然在等待的当中啊，一定是很痛苦的。
And it was probably very painful in that waiting period.
因为在期望当中啊，是要忍受。
Because in that period of anticipation, you have to endure.
啊，神呢，终于回答了。
But God finally answered.
我们请看约伯记三十八章。
Let us turn to the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 1.
三十八章第一节。
Job chapter 38, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said.
好，那时候神从睡梦中就回答约伯。
And at that time, the Lord answered him out of the whirlwind.
所以神回答约伯。
So the Lord answered Job.
虽然经过一段很长时间的等待。
Even though there was a long period of waiting.
那可能约伯认为神都不理他了。
Perhaps Job thought that God would not mind him anymore.
那约伯想说，可能神到底有没有听到我在问你啊？
Job maybe was wondering, God, are you listening to me?
其实神都听到。
But in actuality, God heard everything.
好，我们请看约翰一书哈。
Let us turn to the book of 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
十五节。
Verse 15. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him.
好，这里说我们假如向神祷告求他的旨意，他一定听的。
So here it says that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us.
但是他听啊，他也一定会给答案。
He will hear and he will give an answer.
但是答案呢有些可能我们不喜欢呢。
But perhaps the answer is one that we do not like.
因为神可能会用三个方法给我们回答。
Because there are three different ways in which God might answer us.
那第一个方法就是神直接说不。
And the first method is that he will just directly say no.
那不也是一个答案啊。
No is an answer.
啊，所以我们不喜欢。
And perhaps you don't like that.
比如有些时候小孩子啊，要求我们给他一个玩具。
For example, sometimes a child may ask us for a toy.
还是他要求啊，看更多的电视节目。
Or maybe he will ask to watch more TV.
啊，那我们大人听是听到了的。
And adults, as adults, we hear it.
可是我们可能会说不，现在啊，你已经看电视看太多了，不能够再看了。
But we might say no, you have already watched too much TV.
所以有些神会告诉我们说不。
So sometimes God will tell us no.
那其实 神也曾经回答保罗啊，说不。
But once God replied to Paul with the word no.
我们记得保罗他曾经啊，要求神把他身上一根刺啊拿掉。
We recall that Paul once asked God to remove that thorn from him.
那当然，这根刺啊，并不一定是说要一定啊，有一根真正的刺啊在他身上。
Maybe that was not a literal thorn on him.
也不是说真正他的身体的疾病。
Or maybe some physical illness that was afflicting him.
啊，这根刺啊，就是他在传福音当中啊一个阻挡。
But that thorn was a hindrance to his preaching.
那意思就是说，神也不要让他啊一帆风顺。
And this meant that God did not want him to have smooth sailing all the way.
因为一帆风顺的话，人就很容易骄傲。
Because in smooth sailing, it is very easy for someone to become proud.
啊，这是我们自古以来哈，自古以来先贤我们长辈啊，不知道几千年来啊所累积的经验。
This is an experience that our ancestors have experienced throughout all these thousands of years.
所以有一句话说啊，得意啊就忘形，得意的话太顺利啊，就会忘记自己是谁啊。
So there's a saying that says that when we have smooth sailing, we forget who we are.
啊，有些时候就是忘记神啊，以为自己啊很了不起。
And sometimes we forget God and we think that we ourselves are very great.
啊，虽然保罗他求过三次。
And even though Paul asked three times.
啊，当然神很明显的告诉他的不。
God clearly told him no.
因为主耶稣回答他说：“我的恩典呢，够你用的。”
Because Jesus Christ said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you."
但是这个不的答案呢，我们往往很难接受。
But it's very difficult for us to accept this answer, no.
那我们要效法保罗精神哈。
But we must have the spirit of Paul.
我们要求什么，神一定听到了。
That whatever we ask, we know that God hears.
啊，只是神有些时候会说不。
It is just that sometimes he will say no.
所以我们要接受啊神的答案。
So we must accept God's answer.
啊，记住保罗啊，从神那边领受的安慰啊，主的恩典啊是够用的。
And we must remember that comfort that Paul received from God, that His grace is sufficient for us.
那第二种回答啊，神可能说慢啊，还是说再等等啊。
So a second answer that God might give is slow down or wait.
啊，我经常说这个就好像红绿灯一样啊。第一个是红灯啊，你要 stop 啊。
It is like a traffic light. The first light is red, it means stop.
那第二个啊，就是黄灯啊，慢慢走啊，还是等一等。
The second is yellow, which is slow down or wait.
好，那有些时候神是要等待哈，我们的灵性啊更成熟。
Sometimes God is waiting for us to spiritually mature.
我们还记得哈这个浪子的比喻哈。
Remember the parable of the lost son.
那浪子当时要求他父亲、啊、给他一些产业。
The prodigal son asked his father for his share of the inheritance.
那当然，他跟父亲一定是有一段对话。
And of course, there was probably some kind of dialogue between the two.
那很可惜的，这段对话的内容啊，这个圣经没有详细记载呀、啊。
But very pitifully, the Bible does not record this interaction.
不过在对话当中啊，这个孩子一定是一直要求啊，父亲说不要了，暂时现在哈、啊。等我老一点哈，还是说你自己也要成熟、要成长，能够处理这些产业啊，我才分给你。
In this conversation, the father was probably telling his son, "Wait so that you can mature and know how to handle all these finances, and then I will give you your share of the inheritance."
哦，所以他父亲可能本来就说你要等一等啊，因为你现在还年纪还太轻啊。
So it is likely that the father said, "You are too young. You should wait."
现在就是把这个产业交给你的话，你可能不会管理。
If I gave your inheritance to you now, you probably do not know how to manage it.
啊，过不了一年的时间呢、啊，你就把这些财产呢、啊、全部花光了。
And perhaps after only a little bit of time, you will spend it all.
那神对我们也是一样啊。
And God treats us the same way.
神为了爱我们。
Because He loves us.
啊，他要我们在灵性上更成熟。
He wants us to become more spiritually mature.
啊，能够更珍惜哈、啊、神所给我们的恩典。
So that we can truly cherish the grace that He gives us.
那、啊、这样子，神也能够得到荣耀，我们自己也能够得到益处。
In this way, we can be edified and God can be glorified.
啊，所以神要我们呢、啊、慢一点，等一等。
So God wants us to slow down and wait.
我们看约瑟哈。啊当时他已经做了两个异梦了。
We look at the example of Joseph where he had two dreams.
那这个梦里头啊，很明显的就是告诉他说，他以后哈会当高官，他以后会很发达。
And through these dreams, it was very clear to him that he would one day become very prosperous and have high authority.
可是当他当时的遭遇呢，却是相反呢。
But the situation he encountered was the complete opposite.
哦，他被出卖到埃及地。
He was betrayed and sold to Egypt.
啊，在那里很苦啊，他要重新学习语言文化。
He led a very bitter life because he had to learn the culture and the language.
啊、后来又被关进监牢里头、啊、
And then he was cast into prison.
所以跟他本来的那个梦啊，就好像是互相违背的。
This was contradictory to his dreams.
啊，他可能问神说：“神啊，怎么会这样子的、啊？”
Perhaps he asked God, "Why is it like this?"
哦，那神也是熬炼他。
And God was training him.
神要训练他，要让他有个很好的属灵的品格。
To refine him to have a better spiritual character.
那以后就能够管理全国的百姓啊。
So that one day he could rule the whole nation.
啊，所以要让他慢一点。
So he wanted him to slow down.
那大卫也是这样，大卫其实很早十几岁的时候就被撒母耳高立为王啊。
David was the same at a young age. He was already anointed by Samuel to become king.
他也是没有马上当王。
But he was not king right away.
啊，也是要慢一点，等一等。
He had to slow and wait.
所以神可能给我们很多的应许呀。
So maybe God gives us a lot of promises.
所以圣经说啊，神已经给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
He has given us every heavenly blessing.
那这些福气啊，不管是属地的、属灵的福气，神可能不会马上给我们。
Maybe these are earthly or heavenly, but God has not given them to us right away.
啊，所以我们看到有的人啊，在求圣灵啊，一直求求就求不到。
So we see that some people pray for the Holy Spirit for a very long time.
那可能就神在等待他某一些方面能够改进，能够更成熟。
Perhaps God is waiting for some aspect of them to change to become more mature.
啊，等他成熟了，啊，神就给他了。
And when they are mature, God will give it to them.
啊，我们也有很多的这种的见证。
We have many testimonies like this.
那第三种的回答。
And the third answer.
也就是绿灯啊。
Is the green light.
啊，绿灯就可以走了。
The green light means go.
啊。我们叫做天时地利人和，就是在一个啊对的时间啊对的地点啊要一个对的人来帮忙。
That means at the right time, at the right place, with the right people.
啊，这样子的话，神说哎，没问题，已经有一个好的人在帮你忙哈，啊，现在时机也对哈，要个地点都对。
With the right people to help you at the right time, at the right place.
啊，也已经准备好了。
And God has prepared everything.
所以圣经经常说，我们要准备行善，要预备行各样的善事。
So God tells us to equip ourselves with good works, prepare ourselves to do them.
啊，虽然我们有些时候有心要行善事，但就神说，哎，慢一点呀，要预备，你要准备好了没有
？So sometimes we have the heart to do good, but God tells us, are you prepared to do this?
啊，所以当时约伯啊，他也在祷告神啊，说神啊，你要回答我啊。
So at that time, Job was praying to God and asking him, are you listening to me?
那神。也说啊，要等一等哈，慢一点。
And God told him you should wait and take it slow.
那在这等待当中，一定有神的旨意。
And in that period of waiting, there was God's will.
那根据我们刚刚所读的约伯记三十八章第一节的记载
，According to what it was recorded in Job chapter 38 verse 1.
因为这三个朋友哈，跟约伯就是有一连串的对话。
The three friends had a conversation with Job.
可是呢，神只有回答。约伯没有回答他这三个朋友。
But the Lord only replied to Job and not his three friends.
那很奇妙啊。
This is very mysterious.
因为圣经啊，约伯记一开始啊，就说约伯哈，在乌斯地有个人叫做约伯，他敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because in the very beginning of the book, it records that Job was a man who feared God and shunned evil.
那没有记载约伯三个朋友也是敬畏神，远离恶事。
But it did not record that Job's three friends also feared God and shunned evil.
那知道神跟敬畏神、远离恶事是不一样的。
To know of God and to fear Him is two different things.
啊，不要说敬畏神啊，很多人啊自称是基督徒啊。
Some people are self-proclaimed Christians.
可是他所作所为哪里像是基督徒的样子呢
？But their actions do not make them into Christians.
啊，所以自称为是基督徒、认识神的人啊，不一定能够敬畏神、远离恶事。
So those who proclaim themselves to know God and to be Christian, does that they do not truly shun evil or fear God all the time.
那这三个朋友都很有智慧啊。
And these three friends had a lot of wisdom.
这三个朋友也是很有逻辑观念的。
They had good logic and rationale.
所以这三个朋友也一定是有受过教育的人。
So these three friends were also educated people.
啊，但是他没有从神那么领受的智慧啊。
But they did not have that wisdom that comes from God.
因为圣经说啊，敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
啊，可见他这三个朋友啊，可能知道神，但是呢，要做哈，要按照神所要求的来做，做不来。
Maybe those three friends knew of God, but then they did not know they could not follow through with their actions.
那人假是恶，人假是所做的是恶事的话，不管他对神的知识多少啊，都是亏空的， 神不会纪念。
If man is evil, no matter how much they know of God, God will not remember them.
好，我们看一个故事哈。
Let us look at a story.
创世纪。
Genesis.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第三节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought in an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
第四到念到第七节。
Verses 4 through 7. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. 6. So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
好。故事呢，应该是在第一节就开始的，就是该隐夏娃与亚当呢，他们生了两个兄弟。
So the story begins in verse 1 that Adam and his wife bore two sons.
那老大呢叫做该隐，弟弟呢叫做亚伯。
The elder was Cain and the second one was Abel.
那后来长大以后呢，他们就有各同不同的职业。
And as they grew up, they had different occupations.
那这个老大呢是农夫啊。
The elder was a farmer.
那老二呢他是牧羊人。
And the second was a shepherd.
那有一天呢，第三节说有一天呢，他们就来献祭。
In verse 3, one day they made an offering to the Lord.
那谁先献祭呢？
So who made the first offering?
是该隐啊，先献祭。
It was Cain.
那该隐是因为他是农夫啊，他所有的就是。地里头的出产。
Cain was a farmer, so all he had was the fruit of the earth.
所以他说拿地里的出产来献给神。
So he made an offering of fruit.
那这是很自然的。
And this is very natural.
那老二亚伯呢？他还是很自然的，因为他是牧羊人呢，所以他就从羊群当中啊，把头生的跟羊的自由都献给神。
And the younger, because he was a shepherd, naturally brought the of his flock to the Lord.
但是圣经说哈，说神只看重亚伯和他的供物。
But the Bible records that the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
说神就看重人先呢。
So he saw man first.
那假设神不看重这个人他的供物再好神也不悦纳的。
He saw the person before the offering, so even if the person's heart was bad, but his offering was good, he would not accept it.
所以神就不看重该隐和他的供物。
So he did not look kindly upon Cain's offering.
所以约伯的三个朋友可能也是跟该隐一样的。
Perhaps Job's three friends were like Cain.
因为他们行为大概不怎么好。
Perhaps their actions were not very good.
虽然圣经没有提到他们这三个人的品性到底是怎么样。
Even though the Bible did not tell us anything about their character.
但是至少我们知道神没有回答他们三个朋友。
At least we know that God did not reply to the three friends directly.
只是回答约伯，直接告诉约伯。
God directly spoke to Job.
也就是说，神跟这三个朋友呢没有直接的对话。
Which is to say there was no direct conversation between God and the three friends.
就像该隐一样，因为他所行的不蒙神的悦纳。
This was just like Cain because he did not offer something that pleased the Lord.
所以他的供物神就看不上了。
So God did not look kindly upon his offering.
所以。圣经说神不听有三种人的祷告。
So the Bible records that there are three types of people that the Lord does not listen to their prayers.
第一种是不听恶人的祷告。
Firstly, he does not listen to the prayers of the evil people.
那神也不听那些没有怜悯心的人的祷告。
Second, he does not listen to the prayers of those who have no compassion.
我们请看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
箴言二十一章的十三节。
Proverbs 21.
箴言。二十一章十三节。
Proverbs 21 verse 13. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard.
这边说，塞而不听求人哀求的，就是没有怜悯的心肠。
So this describes somebody who has no heart of compassion.
因为这穷人对他有要求有哀求看哀求。
The poor cry out to him.
那就是问题很严重就是需要人帮忙
They are in dire circumstances and they need help.
小问题的话，穷人也不愿意去找人来帮忙
And perhaps the poor will not willingly go and ask other people.
一定是跟生死关头有关联的，不 不得到帮助的话，可能就活不下去的。
It is probably a matter of life and death, and that is why they are asking somebody for help.
啊，在这种情况之下，还不去帮忙他。
But even under this kind of circumstance, this person does not help.
啊，把他耳朵塞住，故意让他假装听不到。
But rather shuts his ears and pretends not to hear.
哎，说这种人，将来呢，他们在呼求神哈，我们在祷告神，神也不听呢。
So here it says, if this kind of person asks of God, God will not listen to his prayer.
啊，所以我们要有一个怜悯的心肠。
So we must have a heart of compassion.
啊，但是有些人说我不知道啊。
So some people say I don't know.
我没有听到啊。
I did not hear.
我没有看到啊。
I did not see anything.
啊，没关系，人可以解释，有很多的理由。
People have many different excuses.
但是神呢是看的内心的。
But God looks at your heart.
所以我们要有个怜悯的心肠，神才会听我们祷告。
So we must have a compassionate heart if we want God to listen to our prayer.
那这神不听骄傲人的祷告。
Secondly, God does not listen to the proud.
啊，请看约伯记三十五章。
Let us turn to Job chapter 35.
约伯记三十五章。
Job chapter 35.
十二节跟十三节。
Verses 12 and 13. There they cry out, but he does not answer because of the pride of evil men. 13. Surely God will not listen to empty talk, nor will the Almighty regard it.
啊，这边说啊，大概说骄傲的人呢，呼求啊，神不答应的。
So here it says that the proud will call out and God will not hear.
那圣经说哈，什么叫谦卑的人？谦卑的人就是看别人比自己强。
Who is the humble man? The humble man is the one who that looks upon others better than himself.
那骄傲的人相反，就是看自己比别人强。
But the proud esteem themselves better than others.
啊，有些时候呢，要表现自己比别人强。
And to show that they are better than others,
啊，最好的方法就是把那个比你更强的人拉下来呀。
The proud will drag down the people who are actually better.
那拉下以后，就没有人比那他强啊。
And when you take away that competition, no one is better.
但是这种人啊，神不听的。
But God will not listen to these kinds of people.
这种人是踩在别人的头上啊。
These people step on the heads of other people.
所以这几种人啊，神不听。
So these types of people, God will not listen.
那约伯的三个朋友呢？啊，可能啊，就是我们刚所讲的其中的一种啊，两种、三种，可能都有。
And perhaps Job's friends can fall under these categories.
啊，那我们要想想，我们有些时候祷告是不是也是落入其中的一种呢？
And let us think about it. When we pray, do we fall under these categories as well?
啊，假设落入其中一种的话，那神呢不听我们的祷告。
If we do, God will not listen to our prayers.
好，那我们看看啊，神的回答，因为。神说从旋风中来回答约伯，那神怎么回答
？So how did God answer Job？
那我们看三十八章以后哈，其实神也没有直接回答约伯的问题呀。
So if we look at chapter 38 and the preceding chapters, God does not answer Job directly.
因为他们就在讨论说为什么会受苦啊
？Because they're discussing why Job is suffering.
那约伯他自己认为他没错啊。
And Job thought that he had no fault.
啊，怎么会遭遇到这种患难
？So why would he meet with this kind of circumstance？
没有一个人能够想得通。
And no one could think this through.
所以大家都很好奇呀，能够得到一个很好的答案。
And everyone was very curious for a very satisfying answer.
啊，我们刚刚讲说约伯他等了很久啊。
And we mentioned that Job waited for a very long time.
他希望能够从神那边得到答案。
He hoped to receive an answer from God himself.
啊，那现在神回答了。
And now God has answered.
所以表面上看起来，神应该要回答说：“哎，你为什么会受苦啊
？”And on the surface, we would think that God should just answer him why he was suffering.
啊，但神没有直接回答。
But of course, God did not answer him directly.
啊，神不一定要回答。
God doesn't have to answer.
神也没有义务要回答。
He's not obliged to answer.
啊，所以我们要有个概念哈。
So we must get this concept down.
当我们需要神回答的时候
，When we need the answer of God,
啊，神不一定会直接回答。
He might not answer us directly.
神也没有义务来回答我们。
He's not obligated to answer us.
啊，那我们从神他回答的内容，我们就可以知道。
And we understand this from how the Lord answered him.
那第一个，神以他的荣耀啊，那个很重要，神以他的荣耀来回答约伯。
So the first is that God used His glory to answer Job.
那神不需要提其他的了。
God does not need to mention anything else.
啊，就说是他创造万物哈。
He said that he created the heavens and
the earth. 那这个创造万物的过程啊，是当然没有人知道啊。
Nobody knows what happened in the process of creation.
啊，再有智慧的人也是想不通的。
Even the wisest does not understand this.
啊，就是到我们今天还是想不通啊。
Even until today, we do not understand.
这个圣经有位姐妹啊，她是专门研究这个 DNA 哈。
There's a sister in San Diego who specializes in researching DNA.
哎，就是那个胚胎啊，fetus。
Fetus. She researches fetuses.
那个干细胞，我们叫干细胞。
And stem cells.
那这个干细胞哈，他在研究，他就会想说，这个心脏哈，这个跳动是怎么跳动的
？So she's researching how the heart beats.
那这个心脏跳动是从什么时候开始跳动
？So when does the heart start beating?
那根据我们所理解的哈，我们想说有血液哈，这样血液流通啊，就是心脏跳动啊。
According to our understanding, blood flows through the heart and it pumps it.
还是说因为心脏跳动，然后血液就开始流啊
？Or is it because the heart pumps that the blood flows?
它从一个干细胞哈，这个细胞里头啊，这个慢慢成长的时候，哎，心脏就自己跳了。
So the stem cell differentiates, and then the heart starts beating eventually.
啊，那时候都还没有血液。
And at that time, there's no blood flow.
这个还没有血液呢，还没有血液啊，啊，心脏就开始跳。
So before the blood flows, the heart starts beating.
所以是谁让它跳的
？So who allows this heart to beat?
啊，这个是专家，这个是很高科技，这个尖端科技的学者，他到现在还是不知道。
Even to this day, the most prominent scientists do not understand this.
所以就是到现在，不管是以前、现在，所有的智慧人都还不能够明白。
Even from the old times to today, no one can understand.
啊，就是医生他们也不明白啊。
Even doctors do not understand.
医生他们只是明白说怎么样来修复啊，怎么来修理有病的、有问题的这些器官呢
？Doctors only know how to repair and to heal.Faulty organs.
所以神从他的荣耀当中，说彰显他的荣耀，从荣耀当中来回答约伯。
So God replies to Job through His glory.
那其实约伯他没有得到神直接回答，但是在荣耀当中呢，他就接受了。
In actuality, Job does not receive a direct answer from God, but he accepts it in His glory.
那第二个，神让约伯知道神的全能。
Second, God allows Job to see his power.
那神的全能是没有办法去测度的。
We cannot measure his power and his might.
啊，他的能力啊是无法测度的。
His strength is immeasurable.
我们请看约伯记。
Let's look at Job.
33章啊，十二节。
33:12.
Job. 33章12节。
Job chapter 33:12. Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you, for God is greater than man.
13节
Verse 13, why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of any of his works. Words.
哦，他的事情，神的事情呢，不对人解说的。
So the things of God cannot be explained by man.
啊，所以我们刚所讲的，神没有义务回答任何一个人呢。
So we already stated that God is not obligated to reply to anyone.
啊，他有权来创造一切，有这个能力的创造一切的万物。
He has the might to create everything in existence.
那但是他没有义务告诉人。
But he has no obligation to tell man.
所以，一样的，人所遭遇的事情，神也没有义务来告诉人呢。
And likewise, the things that man encounter, God has no obligation to tell them about.
那他随己意啊，他不需要随从人的心意。
And he follows his own will, not that of man.
啊，这是他的主权。
And this is his might, his power.
所以，神怎么来回答约伯呢
？So how did God reply to Job?
啊，他没有直接告诉约伯，没有直接回答约伯所提问的。
He did not directly answer Job's question.
啊，相反的，只是告诉他神自己的荣耀。
And on the contrary, he only told him of his glory.
神的全能。
And his power.
还有神的主权。
And his sovereignty.
那这几个就让约伯信服了。
And these three things let Job become satisfied.
啊，就让约伯他自己说，哎呀，不用再问了呢。
And so Job said himself, I do not need to ask any further.
啊，这样子的，我什么都明白了。
Now I understand.
那他明白什么
？So what did he understand?
他明白神的本身就是答案呐。
He understood God himself.
啊，这不需要再问太详细呀。
He did not need to ask for more details.
啊，所以我们今天也是一样啊。
Today it is the same for us.
我们碰到很多问题，我们可能都不知道答案呐。
There are many problems that arise that we do not have the answers to.
但是只要我们看到神的荣耀。
But as long as we see God's glory.
我们认识神的全能。
We understand His power.
我们相信神的主权。
And we believe in his sovereignty.
我们尊重神的主权。
And we revere and respect that.
这样子我们就明白了。
Then we will understand.
啊，不用再问说，我为什么会碰到这个事情啊？为什么会生病啊
And there is no need to ask why is it like this and or why am I sick?
啊，为什么失业的？
Why did I lose my job?
啊，这不用问啊。
There's no need to ask.
就像约伯一样，明白了啊，接受。
And just like Job, we will understand and accept.
所以约伯他明白了什么？
So what did Job understand?
啊，第一个啊。
First.
神造万物啊，各样其实成为美好。
That God has made everything beautiful in its time.
哦，所以什么时候都有一个时候啊。
There's a time for everything.
哦，欢笑有时啊，哀哭有时啊。
There's a time for joy and a time for weeping.
患难有时，成功有时。
There's a time for tribulation and there's a time for success.
所以现在是患难。
So maybe it is tribulation now.
现在就是患难的时候。
This is a time of tribulation.
那明天可能变成成功的时候，变成亨通的日子啊。
Tomorrow may be a time of success and joy.
今天哀哭。
Today we cry.
啊，明天就要变成喜笑啊，欢乐。
Tomorrow it is laughing and joy.
啊，所以他想了以后呢，哎，他就能够接受啊。
So after Job thought about this, he was able to accept.
啊，今天不顺利。
Today it is not smooth.
啊，今天的事情啊，让我很愁烦。
Today's things make me very burdened and tired.
那没关系，明天就不一样了。
But it is okay. Tomorrow is a new day.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we know that all things work for good to those who love God.
哦，因为叫爱神得益处吗
？To those who love God.
只要不爱神的话，就得不到益处了。
But if we do not love God, then not everything works good for us.
因为不爱神的话，他就不相信神的主权了。
Because if we do not love God, we do not believe in His sovereignty.
那他就要抱怨了。
And then we will complain.
因为他不相信，他看不到明天呢。
Because we cannot see past tomorrow.
他只是专注在今天的困难。
We are focused on the difficulties on today.
可是神已经告诉我们了。
But God has already told us.
患难有时，亨通有时。
There's a time for tribulation and a time for joy.
欢笑有时，哀哭有时。
There's a time to weep and a time to laugh.
啊，那这两个可能都会并行的。
And these.Both of these things will happen.
所以我们想到这里的话，那今天的患难是暂时的。
So if we think about this, today's tribulation is only temporary.
我们心呢就突然开朗了。
And then our heart will be open.
哦，我为什么要哀哭呢
？Why should we weep?
我今天要为明天做准备，因为明天啊将要欢乐。
We should prepare for tomorrow because we will rejoice tomorrow.
那约伯他明白了什么
？So what did Job understand?
好，我们来看罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书第九章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans, chapter 9.
十八节。
Verse 18. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens.
啊，念到二十一节。
To verse 21. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? 20. But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? 21. Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?
好，那既然神有绝对的主权。
Because God has absolute authority.
那二十节说啊，你这个人是谁啊？竟敢向神强嘴呢
？Verse 20 poses a question to us, O man, who are you to reply against God?
那还在问神说，神啊，我做得很好，你看我认真聚会的，我做圣工啊，怎么还会碰到这些不顺利的事情
？So why should we ask God? I've done so many things. I always go to service. Why am I still meeting with this tribulation?
好，我们有点这种想法的话
，If we have this kind of thinking，
那再看二十节啊
，We should look at verse 20。
你这个人是谁啊？怎么竟敢向神强嘴呢
？Indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God？
啊，所以有些事情就不需要再问了。
There are some things that we do not need to ask about。
啊，约伯他就接受神的主权。
God just Job just accepted God's authority。
他接受神的旨意。
He accepted God's will。
他不敢顶嘴了。
He did not want to reply, talk back。
所以他是彻底的明白的。
He understood absolutely。
他明白以后。
And after he understood,
他还继续在患难当中啊。
He was still in tribulation.
他明白了以后
，even after he understood,
他就坚强起来。
But after he understood, he became strengthened.
然后重新出发。
And he set out once again.
啊，还能够为别人来代祷啊。
And he was able to intercede for other people.
还能够去关心别人呢。
And care about other people.
为什么自己在患难当中还能够去关心别人
？Why was he able to care for other people in his own time of tribulation?
因为他明白神的旨意了。
Because he understood the will of God.
因为他明白神的全能，明白神的主权。
Because he understood the power of God and the sovereignty of God.
因为他的旨意没有人能够拦阻。
Because no one can hinder the will of God.
那神做事情也有一个轨迹啊，就是万事都有他的时候了。
And God has a strategy in his plan that everything has its own time.
所以他心里面就很高兴呢。
So Job was very glad in his heart.
他就愿意去帮助别人，因为他很坚强地站起来的。
And thus he was willing to help other people because he stood up strong once again.
哎，那个时候神才使他从苦境中转回。
And at that time, God took away the time of his tribulation.
那以利亚也是有一样的经验呢。
Elijah had the same experience.
我们看他那杀败那些假先知以后呢。
After he defeated those false prophets.
啊，他还是高兴一阵子的。
He was also happy for a little while.
但是后来啊，耶洗别哈要追杀他。
But then Jezebel wanted to kill him.
然后逃到山上去。
And Elijah fled to the mountain.
啊，神就去找他。
And God went to look for him.
啊，神跟他说的哈，啊，神跟他回答的，对。神跟他指示的没有提到耶洗别要追杀他的事情。
And what God replied and instructed him to do had nothing to do with Jezebel.
因为神也是不需要告诉他。
Because God did not need to tell him.
那在神的眼中看起来没有这件事情了。
And in the eyes of God, this thing did not exist.
所以当时以利亚他还是在坚强起来。
So Elijah was also strengthened.
因为他明白神的旨意。
Because he understood the will of God.
他明白神有绝对的主权呢。
He understood that God had the absolute authority.
那没有任何一个人能够抗拒。
And no one could go against it.
所以他还是让他站起来重新出发。
So in the same way, he stood up again and set out.
啊，神就指示他另外一个任务。
And God gave him another mission.
所以我们要学习。
And we must learn from this.
我们在困难当中，在患难当中，才能够熬得过去呀。
So that in our time of tribulation and suffering, we can endure through it.
我们最后来看哈巴谷书。
Let us finally turn to the book of Habakkuk.
旧约小先知书哈，哈巴谷书。
The book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3.
第三章啊，
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章十六节到十九节。
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. When I heard, my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. 17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the yieldfields yield no food. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation, 19. The Lord God is my strength, he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills.
好，当我们从十六节念到十七节。
From verses 16 to 17.
那是令人害怕的。
These circumstances make us afraid.
你看，无花果啊，不发旺啊，葡萄树不结果子啊。
Can see that the fig tree may not blossom or fruit is not on the vines.
圈中的绝的羊，棚内也没有牛。
And there is no flock in the fold.
要生活的一些基本的工具，没了。
There are none of the basic necessity of life.
日子很难过。
It is very hard to live day by day.
可是十八节这不一样啊。
But verse 18 is different.
你看十八节说，然而啊，可是呢？
But it says, yet,
我要因神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
为什么在患难之日还能够喜乐起来？
Why can this person be joyful in the time of tribulation?
因为他知道这个患难一定会过去嘛。
Because he knows that it will pass.
啊，生有时，死有时。
There's a time to live and a
time to die. 欢乐有时，哀哭有时。
A time to rejoice and a time to weep.
啊，刚好现在是。哀哭的时候啊。
And it just happens to be a time of weeping.
那既然神要叫我哭，那就哭一哭吧。
So God wills for it to be bitter, so I will be bitter.
啊，哭的话，明天就会有欢乐。
But I will be bitter today and I will rejoice
tomorrow. 所以他一想到明天就有希望啊。
So there is hope in the tomorrow.
那明天就有盼望，那个盼望希望就是他喜乐的来源啊。
And tomorrow there is hope, and that from that hope comes joy.
有喜乐的话，自然就有力量。
And if there is joy, there is strength.
所以约伯他就能够很坚强地再站起来的。
So Job can stand up strong once again.
以利亚他能够很坚强地再站起来。
And Elijah can stand up strong once again.
我们也一样啊，能够再站起来。
And today we can also stand up.
因为明白神的旨意。
Because we understand the will of God.
我们要坚强的心念。
We must have strength.
因为这些将成为我们在患难中的力量，能够站起来。
So that in the time of tribulation we can stand firm.
好，一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
484说。